What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. So this show is all about soul, about your soul, how you activate your greatest potentials and gifts so you can shine your brightest light. And today we have the honor to have such an amazing guest, Don McCann, and he is talking about accelerating the evolution of the soul by releasing the old physical patterns of the human body. And Don has just worked on me, and I share with you that in a minute, but it's an absolutely amazing show. So stay tuned with us for the next hour. Your Soul Guidance with Saskia is live on each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Well, let's talk about our guest, Don McCann. He is, do I pronounce that right, Don?
Don McCann, yes.
Don McCann, yes. It's my Dutchness that gets in the way there. He's the founder, the owner, and director of Structural Energetic Therapy since 1977, the director of and the owner and the founder of the Institute of Structural Energetic Therapy. He's a licensed massage therapist, a licensed mental health counselor, a certified structural energetic therapist. He has a master degree in counseling education, and Don has a private practice in Lutz, Florida. Well, there is so much to say. I'll add a few more things, but he has such an amazing amount of degrees and titles and certifications that, you know, we could fill the whole show with that. Don served 3 years as an executive president of the Florida State Massage Therapy Association. He received the 1994 and 1997 Florida State Massage Therapist of the Year Award. He has lectured and taught at universities and massage schools. He has published several books, instructional videos and DVDs, and numerous articles for massage journals. He just talked about his new Healing the Light Meditation CD. Well, there's a lot in this show you really don't want to miss. So stay with us and let us welcome our guest. Welcome, Don.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. This is a great opportunity to talk to people.
Yes, I know. And you have so much to share. But before we go in all of that, I always ask my guests the first question. And that is, what happens when you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever? And at some point in your life, you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self and you say hello to your soul. Don, has there been a moment in your life where you can, you know, recall one of those experiences?
Well, I think it was the moment I decided to go into body work and do what I'm doing today. I was sitting in the Garden of the Gods out in Colorado Springs. It's a very spiritual place of Native Americans. And I'd been meditating that day at watching the sunset because I had a big question. It's like, go into doing body work and healing or go into counselor education in a school system. And I knew my heart was really leaning towards the body work, but it didn't make sense to go into more training, having just finished my master's degree and there were a lot of if and ands going on with me and a lot of indecisions. But I remember meditating that night and just being overwhelmed by the beauty of the world that I saw up there with these beautiful rock formations and the sun setting over this red stone and all this stuff. Next morning, I woke up, and I suddenly realized there is no decision to make. It's been made. I am to go into this service and working with energy and healing. There was just no doubt, no question. Just that night, during the meditation, something had shifted in me. I came back to that place back around 1997, or maybe 1990, I guess, and I had, was having some doubts about teaching because I'd started teaching, and I really missed just having all my time spent working with people and the satisfaction and seeing their lives open and stuff. And I went up, I took a day to go up there and meditate again in the Garden of the Gods to kind of get an idea of certainty about what I should really be doing in the future. And it became so clear, I kept on seeing a red wolf that was howling in my meditation. And I came down from this rock formation where I'd been meditating, and there'd been nobody around me. And I look up, and there's a Native American woman walking to me, and she says, "What were you doing up there?" And I said, "I was meditating." She says, "No, you were having a vision. What did you see?" And I told her I kept on seeing this formation of a red wolf howling. She said, "Well, that's the teacher of the tribe. You're meant to be a teacher, and you're meant to travel and teach many people." Well, I'm sitting here kind of resisting that a little bit because I wanted to be a little bit more as my choice. And then all of a sudden I realized I asked for answers. I just need to surrender to what the answer is. So I surrendered to that and have been a teacher ever since. So I still do therapy, but I'm a teacher and been teaching ever since.
Oh, I love your story, Don. But why is it so difficult for people? I mean, you followed the path of your heart, but why is it so difficult for people to make that decision, to take that leap?
Well, we've been raised, especially the generation I came from, were raised to be like everybody else and succeed the way everybody else did, and that was supposedly success.
Yeah.
I didn't fit that box. I knew that from an early age. I just didn't want to be like everybody else. I just wanted to find where my heart was leading me, and when I did that, I was happy. When I didn't, I could struggle. I wasn't in touch. It was artificial success. So I went ahead and had to go ahead and buck what the expectations were of me. I went into conflict with my father and mother. I went into conflict with the church I believed in and been raised in. I went into conflict with a lot of my friends to do something different because they couldn't accept that you can just do something different or be different. But I didn't fit, and I didn't want to make myself fit into a square peg if I'm more of a round peg, square hole or whatever. So it's challenging because you want to please your parents, you want to fit in society, you want to get feedback from people that you're doing the right thing.
Right.
Oftentimes, you don't get that feedback. I mean, if I sit here and look for other people to tell me that I'm doing something right or that what I'm doing has value, and they don't have the ability to even comprehend or experience that, they have different experiences in life.
Right.
Letting them judge me puts me in a terrible hole.
Yeah.
So it really means you have to go inside and trust your heart and trust that, basically, I trust that higher power is guiding me, that there is a higher power, and that if I surrender to that, my life works.
It's so true.
It's hard to do that. It's giving up some of the control that we're told that being in control is the way you make yourself happy. That's not always true.
Yeah, and now you've found this beautiful work, which I want to go deeper into. As you say, like everybody on the planet is a spiritual being having a human experience, which includes the body. But a lot of times at this moment of rapid spiritual growth, many people are having difficulties releasing, emotions, trapped energy from their bodies. What do you mean with that? Like, the body can block to the soul's evolution.
Well, the body acts like an anchor when there's old negative unreleased emotions and patterns and behaviors going on with it. Pain alone will get someone focused away from evolving and growing to resisting the pain and fighting that. But the more you resist pain, the more you get stuck in it. So what we're looking at here is a body can be either a support when it's in balance and pain-free and the chakras are open and energy is moving upward into the upper chakras. It's supporting you and feeding you kind of like the Kundalini rising. But most of people have been born in a distortion pattern. And with that distortion pattern, they have a twist that cuts them off from an even energy flow. They have life experiences of injuries, of emotional pain, of certain behavior patterns that block them off and cause them to become more distorted physically or in pain. And what they end up with is they can't move up. They want to get up, but they have this anchor they're dragging along called their body. And what we need to do is take a look at the body as part of our spiritual evolution, and that we need to be responsible for opening it up and getting it in balance and opening these energy flows so they move upwards and flow naturally. A lot of our emotions that we've held back, we've done it by tightening up muscles that will actually block emotional expression. Bioenergetics and Wilhelm Reich refer to this as character armor. They also hold certain movement patterns and behavior patterns. Being chronically tightened, you can't move freely because you're very stiff or rigid. Well, with all that, a lot of growth has a lot of expansion and movement. So you have a lot that's blocking off and restricting you. Also, you don't breathe well. And one thing we do know is that you need to bring a lot of energy into your body to help energize and move things upward. So when we look at that, the body can actually be an anchor or it can be a support. When the body is open and balanced, it creates energy flows up and down the body. The energy flows down, connect us to the ground and support, and the energy flows up, it comes back up and supports us going higher, spending more time in our heart, more time in our speaking our truth, more time in our higher chakras, the sixth chakra, where we can visualize and see and learn from a spiritual level, and even our transcendent chakra. Mm-hmm. But it's all, again, housed in a body, and the body has to be open, balanced, and flowing. And from life's beginning, we've had imbalances. Life itself, the experiences of life have caused many of us to become much more imbalanced to where we go to structural collapse and are in pain.
Yeah, Don, so we're going, I'd love to talk to about this more, but we're almost heading to a break. So I encourage everybody to stay on because this is such an important topic that Don McCann is talking about, the acceleration, the evolution of the soul. You are listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Stay tuned. We are right back.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance, and today we have the honor to talk with Don McCann, and he is talking about such an amazing topic, accelerating the evolution of the soul by releasing the old physical patterns of the human body. And I want to give this back to Don and tell everybody, how can they find you, connect you, find out about cranial structural therapy, and get to your website.
Okay, well, I have two websites. One is structuralenergetictherapy.com, www.structuralenergetictherapy.com, and that has a tremendous amount of information, 90 published articles on different pain syndromes and ways that people need to be treated to get out of pain from the body. It also starts to go into the cranial structural work that we do, which is unique. Cranial structural is not cranial sacral. It's a different form of cranial work that is taken and expanded upon some of the osteopath techniques of cranial to actually bring a permanent balance to the body from a structural standpoint. And then we have the cranial structural energetic, and that's www.cranialstructuralenergetics.com, and that's a brand new website, because where we've evolved to is being able to release the cranium and balance the cranium, which will affect the entire body energetically without doing hands-on work. And one of the key parts of that is a light meditation and learning to expand the ability to do that with the light meditation. And there's a tape for that that can be purchased from that website. Mm-hmm. So structural energetic therapy has classes for therapists that actually want to do hands-on work, incredible rehabilitation work for people that have been in pain, and open up the energy flows and bring them back into balance. And it uses cranial structural energetics energetically, or cranial structural if you do it manually.
Oh,
that was a lot to be said quickly.
Yeah, it's a lot to be said, but to bring it really back to the basics, Don, why is it so important to release the blocks from the body, blocks that we don't even know we have, if we want to live our full potential? And why is this cranial structural therapy, which is your unique creation, why is it so fast and so effective, and how does that stand out?
Okay, well, first of all, why is it so important? It's so important because when the body's not in support, it's holding things down. Now, there's another aspect of this. When the body's not in support, there's about 50% of the muscles of the body that are operating at about a 50% strength as far as strength and flexibility. So if no matter how you use your body, you're limited. So you can't use your body to a full potential. If you're an athlete, you'll see that immediately, that when you have certain weakened muscles, you can't jump as high or run as fast. But it goes further than that. If you're a massage therapist, you're using your body to work with healing people. If you're a teacher, you're using your body to teach people. If you are a dancer, you use your body to express to people. If you're a musician or a singer, you use your body to sing. So anything that you use your body from, which is part of your purpose for being here, of serving people, anything you're using your body for is limited dramatically by being in this core distortion pattern and with these muscles weakened. When we were working for years, working through all the body to try to strengthen it, using kinesiology and muscle testing, we realized that we can actually find these weakened muscles. But just working on them wasn't enough. They wouldn't stay in balance. They wouldn't stay with full muscle energy to them. Part of it was the fact that, kind of like a lever, if you move the fulcrum into the wrong place, the muscle can't be strong. The lever can't be strong. So there was something missing in balance. That's where cranial structural came in. We found a relationship of the cranial motion and the cranial movement in the range of motion to the balance in the body. So it's much different than normal cranial work. In fact, we can take the cranium to its limitations as far as range of motion and find out where those restrictions are, and we actually hold for a soft tissue release of that. Mm-hmm. Well, we found out that by doing this and unwinding this distortion in the cranium, the body was immediately put into a weight-bearing support that it had never been able to be in before. And this was proven when we started testing muscles for muscle strength. We could see the strength return to muscles that were been weak. One of the easiest ones to see was the left arm. The left arm just wouldn't be that strong, and everybody would say, well, that's because I'm right-handed. Well, as soon as we did this, afterwards they were as strong on the left as they were on the right. Well, we found this in the legs, we found this in the arms, we found this as far as the rotations coming out and the neck turning the same up or either direction in strength and range of motion, pretty much throughout the body. All of a sudden, people that were using their body, doing athletic endeavors or doing performing endeavors or whatever they were doing, had support, their bodies worked better, and they were energetically had more energy. And they weren't in pain. So we had a huge change.
Yeah, I mean,
the potential was now available for living their life.
You just worked on me. I do want to make sure we bring that in because nobody knows that you also do this long distance. I mean, I'm sitting here in Massachusetts and you're sitting here in Florida. And you worked on me, and as I talked with you, I couldn't turn my head to the left very far and could turn it to the right. And then you said, okay, I'll work on you for 2 minutes. And you worked on my spine and I checked back and I can turn my head all the way to the left. So why is that affecting my full potential? To make that clear for everybody who's listening. And how can you do that so fast?
Okay, well, first of all, it's affecting your potential by bringing you into balance and support and taking you out of these strain patterns. So now you have the abilities to turn, move, lift, bend, whatever you need to do and whatever you're doing in life. And you're also going to release a lot of the emotional blockages that were taking place in your body. Oftentimes, emotional energy releases. Oftentimes, behavior patterns that you can only move certain ways and they actually elicit the behaviors from you will change. Like people that are held very rigidly, they now can be flexible and relate to the world differently and also accept new changes and whatever comes and shows in their life. So that's one part of it. The other part is 95% of pain that people are in is musculoskeletal. And when we can get people out of pain, that makes a huge difference to how they relate to the world as far as potential goes. And I can come down to children, bring it down to children. When we correct a child before the age of 2, then we unlock this potential. They have strength and muscles and muscle coordination they would never have as adults at the age of 2. Now, at that point, they can start to manipulate their environment much more effectively, and consequently, their IQs develop quicker, their success in life is much greater, and we can also release some of the early traumas that may have taken place via birth or via a certain relationship with parents or whatever, so that all that is gone at a very early age. Now they're looking at their entire life balanced, stronger, more confident, without a bunch of emotional traumas holding them back.
Wow.
I wish somebody could have worked with me as a child. I'll say that much.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, we have no idea how much effect a healthy spine has on our lives and lives of others. Why isn't at this time everybody should be like corrected, as you say that? So, you know, from young age,
well,
you can blossom.
That's one of the beauties of this, because you asked me how I could do it so quickly. We can now change the cranium energetically from distance. We can change groups at a time. I had a dream one time that I'd be able to walk into a classroom and work on all the children there at one time. and change a whole classroom of children. Well, that dream's been realized now. I can walk into a classroom and energetically correct all the children, unwind the cranium of all the children in the classroom, and they will be balanced and have this. And we've unlocked all the potential of all these children. Well, think big and then think bigger was one thing I've had as a motto in my life, or a standard. So I had to have this one shown back to me, because I was telling somebody how I was so excited by the fact that this was really possible now. And they looked at me and said, well, what about your think big, think bigger, Don? And I said, what do you mean? And I said, well, what about the rest of the people on the planet? And yes, this is what I see as available now. If we can get enough people practicing the energetic healing and being able to change large groups at one time, then this evolution is taking place on the planet as far as everyone moving to a higher level of the soul and moving more into the divine feminine and moving more into the heart. This is part of what could be there for people. We could literally have this core distortion that creates so much of the restrictions in the body and energetically resolved for the planet. And that's the potential. When I think big and think bigger, that's where I go now. It's like it's time has come. Everything energetically in the planet right now is changing faster. The energies and the knowledge is here now to do some of this.
Don't hold that thought, because we're going to go to a break, and for everybody to go a little further on this topic, think big, think bigger. If you want to live your dream and live your biggest life and break through your procrastination or fear, make sure in this time of the break, visit my website, www.yoursoulguidance.com, and collect your absolutely free 21-day free training, the roadmap to your dreams, and live your biggest life. We're going to a break. We have an amazing guest here, Don McCann, and we come right back and talk about how you can live your biggest life. Stay tuned.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
This Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're talking with our special guest, Dawn McCann, about such an important topic. But before we go there again, I want to ask, is your soul talking to you yet? If you'd like to open the door to your soul and begin to live that life you secretly dream about, contact me for soul coaching or soul guidance readings. Go to yoursoulguidance.com. And if you want to know more about our special guest, Dawn McCann, I'm going to give that to you. What is your website, Dawn?
www.structuralenergetictherapy.com.
Thank you.
And I have a second one for cranial structural energetics, www.cranialstructuralenergetics.com.
Thank you. So I... you know, advise everybody go there, and there's lots of good stuff, and you know, dive into all this amazing information that Dawn is giving to us. But before the break, we were talking about the effect on children and how important it is to so early, at the early age, already make sure, you know, to correct them and have them blossom into all that they are. And as you just said, you are now living your dream of walking into classrooms and being able to correct the whole class by doing that. But I heard you before talking about this vision about going even bigger, think even bigger, and go into a baseball stadium and work on the thousands of people there. Tell us about that, Dawn.
Okay, well, this core distortion is the cause of about 95% of musculoskeletal pain. And so there's a tremendous amount of people in pain in our culture, so getting as many people out of the core distortion seems to be very important. If we can correct a room full of people, I know that, energetically, in about 30 seconds to 2 minutes. One of the things that we do when we do this correction is we muscle test people to make sure that the weakened muscles have become strong. So that gives us a very good before and after. When we test before, it's weak. When we test after, we can see that the correction has taken place. So one of our goals here is to just find out to what extent one or two people can correct a large number of people. So one of our ideas is to go to a baseball stadium or football stadium that's full of people and have some people pick some select people at different places in the stadium and check for their weak muscles before the game starts. During the game, at some point, we'd actually do a correction. Then, before they leave, check and see how far, how extensive this is carried around the stadium. Theoretically, from what we've seen in a room, it should probably be possible to correct everybody in the stadium. At least that's what we're hoping is going to be part of it. So at one sitting for one period of time, we could correct a whole stadium of people. And if that's the case, and we're looking at if we can correct a stadium of people at one time, what do we have to do to correct a city? What do we have to do to correct a state or a country? And then this information is new on the planet. That's like we didn't know how to do this until just now. What can we do to correct the world? So maybe the core distortion is no longer necessary on the planet. Maybe it's one of those things that we're ready to outgrow and evolve out of. Mm. And unlock this potential for everybody here.
Dawn, for people who are new to this, everybody's probably wondering, like, how can you correct a whole stadium? Do we go into quantum physics here, or can you explain that in preschool talk?
I can give you a very brief thumbnail sketch in a short period of time. And, yes, it is definitely quantum physics. It's definitely using higher power. it's definitely going to that photon light energy, and it's definitely using the torsion field of the heart. And putting all that together, there's a lens, and I call it a lens because it's a focus, being able to focus on a specific part of the cranium. And that lens affects everything with the cranium. So if using the torsion field of the heart, those of you that know what the torsion field of the heart is, it's the most powerful healing tool probably around, and we get the energy of higher power there. We connect to that. And it also can only do good, which is absolutely wonderful. But learning how to get to that torsion field of the heart and then be able to observe people or image people in photon energy, as photon energy.
And what is photon energy?
Photon energy. Everybody is composed of photons. It's a light and intelligence, but it's the smallest observable atomic particle that there is. And from the torsion field of the heart, you can actually observe things in that photon energy form. Now, the experiments they've done with photon energy is the mere act of observing creates change, both in the what they are observing and in the observer. So putting all these tools together, going through the lens and observing a specific place in this energy form allows a almost instantaneous change of what we're observing. And that's where the healing takes place. Developing that torsion field of the heart is very important. And that's where I came up with the light meditation tape, because it was the process I used to develop it over years of meditating and bringing light a certain way into the heart field. So that tape is now available for people. It'll be available on the website. It's in production. It'll be actually, we'll have them in hand, ready to ship them out here in about a week's time. So this is the whole first step, is to develop that torsion field of the heart and develop light in that field. So you empower it, you make it larger. By doing that, you also connect quantumly to everything else as photon energy. So an incredible sense of connection takes place, and you also go ahead and bring the energy down through your body, and you are increasing your intuitive psychic abilities when doing this meditation also. So it's a developmental aspect here by using photon energy, using a light meditation into the torsion field of the heart.
Don, if you extend that field of the heart, where does the law of attraction comes in here?
Well, you're connected to everything.
Exactly.
As you extend that, the separation, which is really an artificial separation that we lead our lives on, becomes non-existent. We find out how illusional this separateness we actually live in is. That's basic quantum concept number one, that we're really all connected. But you actually experience it, see it, live in it much more by expanding that field of the heart.
Yeah. Don, this structural energetic therapy, this is your creation, right? How does that stand out? I mean, there must be a slight difference between anything else.
Well, structural energetic therapy is very different than anything else. It developed from trying to work with people in pain and look at not addressing the pain, but addressing the condition that caused the pain. So we look to get the body, from a structural standpoint, to shift where it is no longer in a structure or an imbalance that was causing the pain. Not treat the symptom, but treat the cause. So we automatically broke away from every other therapy out there, but we did take stuff from every therapy that we found that had value, be it acupressure, be it myofascial release, be it cranial sacral, be it massage, whatever. And basically my clients were my teachers. They would come in pain. They need to be out of pain. I took this structural balancing concept, and rather than look at trying to fit everybody into a 10-session thing, it's like people came into pain. They needed their symptoms, the area of pain, balanced first and supported. So develop structural energetic therapy to get people out of pain. So I had to focus on what would do that. So I had to step out of the box of what I'd seen out there at the time. Again, I wasn't getting a lot of agreement from people outside, but my clients were getting better. So what we came up with over a series of working years with clients was specialized myofascial tissue protocols. But what makes it difficult or different, actually different, is the fact that we integrate that with the cranial structural releases. So we initiate the unwinding of the structure out of the core distortion into long-lasting balance that provides structural support using the cranial structural in the very first time we work with people. So now their body is trying to go to balance, and now the specialized myofascial holding patterns are used to release the old holding patterns and behavior patterns of the muscle, scar tissue and adhesion that maintain those old distortions that were causing the pain and dysfunction, and also blocking off the emotions. Then we use special energetic healing techniques to release the energetic and emotional blockages that create pain, distortions, and functions, and turn that into flowing energy and supporting energy that supports the body being in balance and movement. So,
right. So if we, you know, I can understand, like, people hear all this and, like, you know, it's hard to imagine, say, if you have no idea. But to come to you for a session, Don, if you don't, you know, understand any of it, like cranial, myofascial and all that, you can come with a complaint like, I have back pain or I have neck pain or I have a headache. Come to you and you just do whatever you do. You don't have to believe in it, or that doesn't matter. Is that correct?
That's very correct. In fact, I have doctors come to me that don't believe the cranial bones even move. And I just tell them I'm working on their head.
Yeah.
And I've got a chart on the wall that shows the muscles of the head, so they think I'm doing that. They don't have to believe it at all. And then I test them, and I say, this is functional kinesiology. It's just testing the muscle strength, how strong the muscle is. They can believe in that because that's somewhat like what they get in medical school.
Yeah.
Then I have people that come to me that believe in all the aspects of the work I do, and I'll explain it in detail for them. But many people don't understand. You don't have to understand any of it. All you have to do is come to a structural energetic therapist who's trained in these techniques and know that you're going to get better. Yeah. I would rather have you come to me and say that you've got back pain than come to me and say that I've got back pain because I have degenerative disc disease.
Right.
Now you've bought into the morphogenic field of degenerative disc disease. Yeah. Everybody has degenerative disc disease. It's part of the core distortion.
We're heading to a break, Don, so I want to dive into this deeper, but everybody who's listening, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia with our special guest, Don McCain, and we will be right back after the break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today. at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. You're listening to a beautiful talk with Don McCann, and he is so inspiring. And Don, can you give your website one more time for people to find you, connect with you about the cranial structural work?
Okay, it's www.structuralenergetictherapy.com and www.cranialstructuralenergetic.com.
That's great. Don, why you were talking, you're also training people. Why is it so important at this moment that you get a lot of people trained in this area and a lot of people are able to do this work, what you're so gifted to do and now bring to others?
Well, first and foremost, it's like there's just no shortage of people in pain out there. And we see person after person that's been down a medical road where they've been told that this is it, and they're still in pain. And they've had invasive surgeries on drugs, all sorts of things that weren't working for them. And they've given up. We get calls every day from people all over the country looking for a structural energetic therapist. We've trained about 140 people through a one-year training that are very effective therapists. But it's only 120 people, and there's many, many people across the country that are in pain or have given up on ever leading a normal life again. What we find is it's hard to get out to therapists. It's hard to reach therapists because so many therapists are busy or don't listen to TV or places that they may find out about this. And we really want to reach them. We want to let them know that this therapy does exist, and that they can be very, very successful in treating people in pain. Rehabilitation from acute and chronic pain is basically what structural energetic therapy is about, and it's incredibly effective, and it's the only one that uses the cranial structural releases with the specialized myofascial tissue protocols and the energetic healing. Secondly, we want to get as many people as possible trained in cranial structural energetics to take care of the planet, to take care of changing where people are stuck in this core distortion, because when we can change large numbers, we can literally look at changing the planet. And for people to go on in this new time where they have more connection with their soul, more connection with their evolution, and be supported by their bodies, I mean, there's a huge call for this right now. And there's, again, a very short or small number of people that can actually use these techniques effectively, and we want to train as many possible. You don't even have to be a body worker. You can be any form of energy worker or anyone that wants to make a difference and take the cranial structural energetic courses and be able to go out and have incredible effects on working with people's structure and getting them out of pain and opening up all these potentials. So this is kind of why I'm having to teach so much and not get to see my clients as often, is because of we need to get more people out there. And it's gotten bigger. It's gotten bigger than just the clients I would see. It's gotten how many people can benefit from this on the planet right now?
Oh, it's amazing. And like you say, if I look at myself when I have pain, then, you know, no way I can do my work. No way I can activate my soul potential. Then I'm just in pain. And it blocks off everything. Any creative juices that there would flow. And I know there's so many people in pain. Don, you said that there's in this area also a structural energetic therapist.
Yes, if you come to our website or give us a call, that you can find the number on the website, we can refer you. We have a therapist in Maine. We have therapists in New Jersey right outside of New York City. We have therapists in Massachusetts and the Boston area. and Connecticut. Unfortunately, we can't say we've got tons of therapists up there, but we would love to have people that hear about this that are interested in the training contact us and come down and get some of this training, because we get so many calls about, why don't you have more therapists in that in the Northeast United States? And all I can say is we're working as hard as we can to train the therapists that show up. You know, but we realize we have to reach more people to get more people trained. That's one of the really big jobs that's still here to be done right now.
And where are those trainings? That's in Florida?
Well, in Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. I have a training center down here in the Tampa Bay area for the one-year program. The cranial structural energetic therapy, we'd be willing to travel if somebody could get 20 or 30 people interested in taking the training. We can actually travel and do the trainings on the road. That's a one-weekend training to literally transform your ability to change people's lives as far as the structure goes.
It's like a one-weekend training. I just want to make sure I hear that right.
One-weekend training. And if people want to go to the website and get healing light meditation, they're starting to develop the potential to do that by using that light meditation.
Right. The light meditation is already available, Don, or in a week? Is that what you said?
In a week, we'll have them in hand to mail out, but we're taking orders now.
Okay. And I know there is a beautiful cover there, and maybe, you know, we have not much time, but it must be very special meditation, because you described to me before the show started, like, how that cover came about. So maybe, like, in a minute time, you can give us that.
Okay, well, we were out on the water, and the dolphins were dancing. We were in a boat, and the dolphins started dancing and playing, and then they started doing flips, which they'd never done around us before. So we came up fairly close to them. They let us get within 25 feet or so, and they were dancing and swimming and doing all sorts of wonderful things, but jumping out of the air and doing flips. So we got out the cell phone to try to take pictures of this, because it was just incredible. But cell phones only take a picture every 10 seconds or so, and it's very hard to get a dolphin jumping in the air. So we took a number of these pictures, and we actually did get a dolphin in one. We took a look at that picture, and there was a burst of sunlight coming down that you can see it coming down. Where it hit the water and land, it created a big dome of energy, and then that energy and light came across the water right to us that has the dolphin right next to it. Mm. And it's like, okay, they just gave us the cover for this healing light meditation. It was just an amazing moment.
That is so beautiful. Don, is there anything you still want to say, you know, any last words of, like, a wisdom you want to give to people? And I would love you to give the website one more time.
Okay, well, the last words of wisdom is, you don't have to live in pain. Or if you want to really make a difference in someone's life, structural energetic therapy would be a wonderful way to do it, if you want to be trained in that. It's very effective, and you will literally change people's lives. The website, again, is www.structuralenergetictherapy.com and www.cranialstructuralenergetics.com.
That's so wonderful. Well, Don, thank you so much. I'm just going to say to everybody, if you're listening and you would want to have a session, you can go to that website. If you are listening and you're interested in becoming a therapist, and as Don said, like, it's only a weekend, then say one more time the website, Don.
www.cranialstructuralenergetics.com.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being our guest today. I'm sure everybody have enjoyed that so much. And I want to say to everybody, why is it so important that you start listening to that inner GPS, the voice of your soul, to activate that great potential wherever you are in your life? And if you're sitting here today and you're thinking, I've always wanted to write that book, or birth a baby, or find my soulmate, or change my career, or make a lot of money, or travel all over the world, lose 50 pounds, but who am I kidding? You're not kidding anyone. This is your soul calling you. Where in your life do you need courage to move forward? And your mission is to take that baby step, that unblock your path to your dream. And what I've created now is to find on yoursoulguidance.com to get instant access to the absolutely free training, the 21-day roadmap to your dreams. This is the heart of what I do. And every day I get emails from people who are opening up the door to their soul and not holding back anymore. So go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. Do it now. Do it for your soul. And I want to thank one more time my guest, Dawn McCain. And thank you all for turning into Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 Pacific. Next week we're back, and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit yoursoulguidance.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.